WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A couple of months ago, we interviewed writer Anne Lamott about her new book, Operating Instructions. It's a journal of the first year of her son Sam's life. Anne's raising Sam on her own with the help of friends and family. We wanted to hear more about her experiences as a single mother. So from time to time, she'll report on life at the Lamotts.
My young son Sam makes me walk more slowly because he's seriously mesmerized so often. He gapes awestruck at trees, bees, soda cans, deer, or the dust bunnies under our bed. And I tag along gaping at him because he sees and says and does the oddest things. It's actually very much like getting to live with an extraterrestrial. He used to remind me most of E.T. I remember being at the kitchen table one morning, reading the paper when he came in. He was a little groggy and still in his jammies, and he went to play with the pots and pans. After a while, he walked past, behind me, and said, "Bye-bye." And I said, without looking up, "Bye-bye, darling." And he said, "Bye-bye" again. And I said, "Bye-bye, Sam." And then finally did look up. He was waddling along exactly like E.T., and rather grimly dragging a wearing blender by the cord, like it was a pull toy, like a little dachshund on a string or something. I got up and followed him. He dragged it to his room, and I thought, does he have ice cream and milk in there? Is he going to make me and the kitty a milkshake? But I think it was some sort of guy thing, like he was just taking it back to his cave. Later he went through a stage where he was more like Mork, with PMS. One morning, for example, he climbed into bed with me around 6:30 or so. He wanted a bottle of apple juice as usual, which I was trying to wean him of because it cut his appetite for breakfast. The temptation was to give him the bottle so that we could both sleep for another hour, but I decided not to, so I got us out of bed. He was very depressed and on the verge of tears, wanting his bottle. I can certainly relate to that. And he kept pulling me to the refrigerator and wrapping my fingers around the handle. Finally, I sat him down and explained that we really need to wake up and not drink a bunch of juice, but instead to sit down together and eat a nice, healthy breakfast. And at that point, he began to weep. "Oh, honey, what's the matter?" I said. And he said tremulously, "I don't want breakfast." And I said, "What do you want?" And he said tearfully, "I want dinner." So I made him SpaghettiOs, and he wolfed them down. These days, Sam reminds me more and more of Saint-Exupéry's space traveler, the Little Prince, and so reminds me more and more of the rest of us, too. He's very earnest in wanting to make some sense of this strange place where he has landed, and some of his actions have a delicate, haiku-like beauty. For a long time now, his favorite prop has been the little spritzer bottle that I use when I iron something, which is, just so you don't get the wrong idea, about twice a year. When I handed it to him one morning, though, it was less than 3 seconds before he spritzed me right in the eyes. Then, before I could get it away from him, he'd spritz the kitty in the eyes, too. He was stalking the dog when I finally nabbed him. I explained that he could not spray anybody in the house, that otherwise I would take it away. So he toddled off, and I couldn't find him for a few minutes, until I finally opened the front door and found him standing there on the doormat, spritzing the rain.
Anne Lamott is the author of Operating Instructions, a journal of my son's first year.